We're going back to Melbourne for the sentencing, where the sentencing of the man pleading guilty to the rape and murder of Jill Maher is taking place. RT's Katrina Perry is there. Katrina, you were telling us earlier about the background to the case, but also today we heard some victim impact statements from Jill Maher's family. What did you hear in court?
So six victim impact statements were delivered today. Her husband, Tom Maher, was in the courthouse, but he left the main body of the court just before proceedings began. And lawyers for the Crown Prosecution read his statement into evidence. And he basically described the wife that he said he was just so much in love with. He said Jill embodied everything he could ever ask for in a partner. She was his love, his best friend and his entire world. And that was all stolen from him on September 22nd. And in place he was given a lifetime of fear, insomnia, unending panic attacks and an anger he never wanted, along with a first-hand knowledge of how deeply depraved and disgusting a human being could be. He said he now has nightmarish and intrusive visions which are constant, that he can't escape whether in sleeping or waking hours. He couldn't help but think what had happened to Jill and think about the waste of her brilliant mind and beautiful soul at the hands of what he said was a grotesque and soulless human being. He described how normally when he went through a bad patch, Jill was the one whose passion, intelligence and strength got him through. But at this, the worst time of his life, she was no longer there. That he thought of her every second of every day and is only half a person now. And he spoke about how his own life has been changed, how he had to move out of the apartment that they shared together because it was so near to where she was killed, and where he's living now, he can barely leave it for fear of panic attacks. And he just wished he had been able to tell Jill that he loved her in her few final moments. Jill's father, George McKeown, was in court as well, and he actually delivered his own victim statement himself personally. And he began by saying, in our family we call her Jillian, not Jill. And then he said very calmly, it's just not okay to rape and kill my child. That's an absolute. He delivered a very moving victim impact statement, and he broke down in tears at times. He described how he had had a stroke in September just before Jill was murdered, and she'd come over to visit him in Perth, and she made him promise that he had to live because she wanted a young and fit granddad for her children. And he spoke today of those grandchildren that will never come, that Jill had hoped to be pregnant by now, but that obviously wouldn't happen now, and this brutal action that had happened to her would stay with him forever. Jill's mother, Edith, the court heard, was too ill to travel from Perth to Melbourne. And again, her victim impact statement was read to the court. She described how she wasn't sleeping, how she had anxiety and panic attacks, that she felt battered and bruised by what happened. She described how the family had moved to Australia from Ireland in 1990, not by choice as many people, or not by necessity as many people are doing now, but rather by choice, enticed by the adventure that a great country had to offer them. And she described the great times that they had had in Australia and how all of that was ruined because they had come to Australia as a family of four, herself, her husband Jill and Jill's brother Michael, and they would never leave Australia as a family now that Jill was gone. She said she has recurring nightmares of the terror that her daughter Jill must have suffered in her final moments, and she can't stop thinking about what would have happened to her at that time. There was also a short statement read on behalf of Jill's brother Michael. Very short, he said he really had no words to describe the brutal loss of his sister, that they had lived their life together, grown up together, and now he was in such dreadful pain. Victim impact statements were also delivered on behalf of one of Jill's best friends and also on behalf of her work colleagues in ABC local radio in Melbourne, where they described just the sense of inconsolable loss of walking past her empty desk in the radio station, of not knowing what to do with themselves. And just the common theme, I suppose, running through everyone's victim impact statements was what a lovely person Jill was, what a great spirit and soul she had, and how vibrant and excited she was about life. And I suppose the gaping hole that all of those people feel is now in their lives.
Okay, Katrina Perry in Melbourne, thank you for that. More from Katrina online and on Television News.